Our first speaker is Julie Thacker, who is a colorectal surgeon from Duke and an expert in enhanced recovery after surgery, and will be talking to us about prehabilitation.
Thanks, Tracy, and thanks to the organizers for including me. As I was requested, I will go quickly. Disclosures that are not pertinent to this talk. My outline for today is really to talk a little bit of how prehabilitation may require that we remodel the preoperative pathway. I'll define that, and then talking specifically about what prehabilitation may be defined as today. And then we also need to consider nutrition, which I'll throw in just because we didn't have it with any of the other speakers. Right now, this is sort of the model for most of us. We see a patient in surgery clinic, that's the beginning of their preoperative assessment. And then if we can, we do some risk assessment and optimization, mostly based on how we want to prevent complications. And we look specifically at assessing things like blood sugar, and we consider our obese patients separately and all of those types of things. But I think we could define it a little bit better. For most people in general surgery in the U.S., there is not much time between meeting an anesthesiologist and going to the operating room. Occasionally it's 15 minutes. At very most, it might be 15 days. I wonder if this needs to change at all, and what I'll introduce is the idea of a pre-op risk assessment, which is not too different because I don't have anything to offer more than an ACS risk calculator and the other things that are available through perioperative medicine right now. But if we consider it differently as a time between meeting the patient and getting them ready for surgery when we can optimize them, there are some special considerations. I would also offer that at the end of the talk, take all of the information in and consider whether or not this pre-op optimization can actually start before. And this is how perioperative medicine plays into the idea of population health. Wouldn't it be awesome if our gastroenterologist would talk to a patient about stopping smoking when they send them to their surgery referral for their colon cancer? Those kind of ideas need to be brought from systems that have more cohesive management of the surgical patient into our system that seems to be fairly fragmented. How do we do that? I'm going to go high level and just leave it with this one slide. Of course, collaborative decision making. And if you look at everything on here, there are modifiable risk factors. Again, we tend to focus on the things that we see physically. But when someone's sitting in front of you in clinic, you don't necessarily know how much activity they can do. And that's what I'll focus today on. Looking back, we can go even further back than 2002, but I thought this was fairly telling. This particular study looked at a patient's physical activity before an intervention and also looked at their cardiac risk factors. And they could see that actually the physical activity was more telling as to the patient's predicted mortality from an operation. Just to give you a reference, this is looking at METs. For METs is our usual question of, can you walk up a flight of stairs? Do you do any light gardening? Do you do any housework? So looking at this, you can tell that most of our patients who go, oh, yeah, I can do one flight, are going to fall below these curves. And showing that that's worse than the established risk factors for cardiovascular disease that we put so much on. How many patients do you see and go, oh, I need cardiac clearance, right? That may not be the most important risk factor for us to consider. What could we look at? By looking at physical fitness and death after major surgery, we see the same curve again. This was a small study, but it looked at how patients were preoperatively and how many of them died. And mortality is lessened the better fit you are. So what can we do to help make our preoperative patients more ready for surgery? People are looking at this right now and defining prehabilitation as the process of enhancing the functional capacity of someone to withstand stress. It actually is a way of building physical resilience for what we're going to do to the patient in the operating room. Preoperative prehabilitation is really taking advantage of the interval between the diagnosis, and again, I'll ask you to push that back in your own system. Get your primary care docs involved. Get your gastroenterologists involved. Get your referring docs involved. Because it is from the time of diagnosis to the time of surgical intervention is a very unique opportunity, at least in the U.S. surgical world right now, to intervene and impact long-term outcomes, including mortality. This is just showing that figuratively. In this study, they were able to define the period of pre-op and show that if you can increase someone's ability before surgery, their recovery to baseline is definable. This also defined the idea of looking at cancer patients who may require some upfront therapy. So think of your pancreas patients who may be having some upfront chemo, or a rectal cancer patient having neoadjuvant chemo radiation. We have a built-in time frame between meeting the patient and going to the operating room during which we could optimize their care. That's actually been looked at over in the UK. NACRT, neoadjuvant chemo radiation for rectal cancer, was studied. And if we do nothing, we know that patients do worse at the end of chemo radiation than if we work with them and build them back up at the end of chemo radiation. So can we build the patients back up? Yes, that's been shown. We can improve their fitness to baseline after chemo radiation. Which patient would you rather take to the operating room? The dotted line after some prehab following their chemo radiation, or the solid line? We did show that we can improve fitness rapidly in the first 3 weeks of the intervention, but it also is sustained thereafter, and the control group was not able to even recover from that without a scheduled exercise program. If we train before and after, looking at the definitions there, prehab is if they got operative therapy as well as post-op, and rehab was just after. The rehab phases were the same, and you can see that, again, the patients are able to get back to a physical activity level more quickly. So where are we? Prehabilitation is feasible. I just showed that to you. We can help get people better for surgery even after chemo and radiation. We've had proof of concept, and preoperative exercise training increases functional capacity. What we don't know is that does it actually improve surgical outcomes? And this question was really driven by the McGill group looking at pre-op when they were excessively exercising, and I say excessively because that's how they defined it post-trial. And they found that some folks, they were working so hard that they actually did worse than their moderate exercise group. So we don't know how these particular studies that have been done by anesthesiologists preparing patients for surgery impact surgical outcomes. So we certainly need to look at this differently. And then who does it, where, how much does it cost, how will we manage it? There is a study ongoing to look at these outcomes. It's the WestFit study over in Liverpool. It's a pragmatic factorial design study, and they're looking at transitioning patients from the inpatient prehab setting to outpatient, and then also we'll correlate that with patient-level surgical outcomes, which will be important to us. Their study design is detailed here and is available in the literature, how they're looking at how people do relative to an exercise program that's been prescribed for them, and then again, they'll be following surgical outcomes, and this will be published as a WestFit under the colorectals research group. And just to tie in, you can't get somebody ready for surgery if they're malnourished. Prehabilitation doesn't work if a patient is already in protein loss. And this is one of the works that we did through ACER, the American Society for Enhanced Recovery, and the POKI group. And when we looked at that, we were able to identify that up to 2/3 of our preoperative patients are malnourished. The cost is costs and outcomes are included in this figure here. To stay on time, I'll keep going, but this is really what we came up with as a functional measure. When you're in your clinic, most of our EMRs will calculate BMI for us, but that's easy to find on the web as well. You just ask, how much weight have you lost? Usually people are coming referred into surgery, so you may even have some weights that you can compare yourself. And then asking the simple subjective question, often families need to chime in here, are you eating what you used to eat? And this gives us a score for the perioperative nutrition screen. If patients are low, there is a way to go through this. It's detailed in the manuscript, but really looking at this and making sure that if you're thinking about putting a patient on an exercise program, you're also considering nutrition. So in summary, prehabilitation is likely important. We certainly see that if patients are more fit before they go to surgery, they do better. So it would be nice to get patients more fit before they go to surgery. We haven't looked at surgical outcomes, and we need some comparative studies before we can say we're prescribing prehabilitation for everyone and what that looks like. Prehabilitation is inseparable from nutrition. Make sure you consider that and beef up a patient's nutrition before you try to start exercising them. And the one takeaway is I would follow these authors, because over the next year you're going to see some publications of these trials that they're working on, and the colorectal surgery research group in Liverpool will be the one publishing the WestFit study probably in the next 3 to 4 months, and it will most likely be in BJA. If you'd like to come and hear about the results of that study, it'll also be presented at our annual Congress for ACER. Thank you. We'll take questions during the panel, I believe.
Thank you.